police force in the United States is the United Nations. I built the City of Bend Police Department building, and on the blueprints there were two locker rooms. In both rooms were identical. But when I built the City of Bend Police Department building, I had to build two locker rooms. And I said, how come? Because this one's filled with the duty uniforms, and this one's filled with their United Nations uniforms. If you look at State House Department Publication 6227, written in 1961, it's an order from the United Nations to tell the police departments to begin to find ways to confiscate our firearms. A foreign nation has to work through our State Department. So all the police get instructed from the State Department. We found this out in Houston, Texas, when the floods happened a few years ago, and the City of Houston Police Department had to put on blue uniforms. There's warehouses all over this country with UN
vehicles,
ATACs, assault vehicles in them, all over this country, that the chief of police has access to. He can't touch it until the United Nations tells him he has to.
Well, next one, WEF. Swiss banker Hubert Kelly says coffee causes climate change. It emits 15 to 20 tons of CO2 in the atmosphere. So this is a warning. They're after your coffee.
They're after everything. I mean, when people wake up to the fact that cows farting affects climate change and your coffee, you would have to be absolutely stupid. And I can't put it any other way to fall for this absolute rubbish. But when you hear this bit by bit, dripped in, oh, that makes sense. They're showing you, this is pantomime, they're testing to see whether you've got a brain cell or not a brain cell. And the worst part about it is they refer to you, not my audience, but they refer to most people as useless eaters. The trouble is, there's people out there proving them right. And it makes it very difficult for me when I say that you're not, you're good people. My audience are, but some people are making it very easy for them because you're falling for the most stupid things possible.
So let's talk about what else has been in the news this past week. The World Economic Forum, you know, they're holding their meetings as usual and talking about what they're planning to do to all of us. The main thing, the main takeaway from this week's session was they're talking about Virus X.
For an effective response to a potential crisis.
I think that's a big question, but I would like to start with especially the disease X. It's attracting a lot of attention.
Virus X is the Marburg epidemic. They've been planning this for years. Marburg has an 80% mortality rate. It's not super contagious, but if you caught it, chances are you're going to succumb to it. Here's what you have to understand, guys. They have patented all these diseases like Ebola, AIDS, SARS, COVID, Marburg. They have patented all of these diseases. You can't patent a naturally occurring virus or disease. So if there's a patent on it, that tells you right there it's a weapon that they engineered to unleash on us.
I think we're in the middle of an ongoing crime. I've no idea how long it's going to last. I'm convinced that it will be the biggest crime in history. It's global. It has the intent of control, removing everybody's freedom. And I personally think will involve killing further millions, if not billions of people. That makes it a pretty big competitor for the title worst crime in history. It is long planned. I won't bore you with the details, but I've definitely come across information that shows that the components of the deceit that they've used, you know, PCR, exaggerated PCR testing, the use of fear-based messaging through the media, this stuff's been rehearsed by militaries and the people we might think of as the spooks for at least 25 years and possibly longer. So it's long planned, very serious. Here's the thing, why I'm calling you to arms, it's not going to return to the old normal. One, that's never their intention. So it's not going to happen passively because it's not there isn't a natural phenomenon that's going to wear off. They're not going to allow it to return to normal. So if you comply with this tyranny, it will end with the loss of your liberty and probably your life. The supply chains that move materials, raw materials and finished goods around the world are being sawn through on a global scale. You only got to look at where the shipping is, where it should be and where it actually is. And terrifyingly, the same is happening to food production worldwide. Food and fertilizer production, it's in the wrong place. It's deliberate. They're smashing the means of manufacturing enough calories to keep 7.8 billion people alive. And, you know, where do you think that's going to end? Well, the answer is mass starvation, war, global migration. That's what's going to happen if you and everybody else choose to do nothing at all. Also, economic destruction we can see happening around us. Interest rates will rise on the back of huge debts. That will just cause mass bankruptcies, rolling recessions, depressions, things like that. And I would also imagine loss of confidence in the very thing called money. So any savings you've got, I think they'll just vanish. Literally, people will just say, I no longer trust sterling. I don't want to accept it. And so all your savings are now worth nothing. So if you wait, I believe it'll be too late. I think you already know that I'm broadly telling you something that's closer to the reality than what government's telling me. But I believe that we can head off the worst crimes in history by actively withdrawing our consent and definitely not accepting these digital ID for any reason, any reason. If you accept it, they will sweep over us. And so just in the last few words, I implore you to get involved, to use some of what I and others are saying to you. Be brave, actually. You have to be brave now and risk embarrassment and recruit other people to this cause, and we can roll them over.
Let's get all the facts on the table. Coronavirus, COVID-19, the whole thing was premeditated. It was murder. It was active terrorism by a state against the world. Let's call it what it is. And let's not pretend like maybe there's a more complex explanation for, I don't know, the facts. And the facts are, here's the bad news. For 58 years, the United States, the UK, in collaboration with researchers around the world, planned to use coronavirus to instill the most tyrannical reform of society that this generation has ever seen. And they did it purely premeditated to make sure that we were cowed into submission. And the bad news for them is there's a lot of people that didn't take the knee. And there's not a single thing I said that's not referenced with the source document behind it. So you can read it. Do it yourself. Go read it. Read the document. Draw a different conclusion.
Here's a video from a year and a half ago with the disgusting Prince William, King Charles's son, who's embraced the WF and the whole UN world government agenda, and his wife, saying, go get your shots and don't listen to people that tell you they're not safe.
Catherine and I are not medical experts by any means, but if it's any consolation, we can wholeheartedly support, you know, having vaccinations. It's really, really important. We've spoken to a lot of people about it, and yeah, the uptake's been amazing so far. We've got to keep it going so that the younger generations also feel, you know, that it's really important for them to have it.
It must be really daunting, you know, especially at the beginning, you know, with the the warnings out there for those with asthma and underlying health conditions and like and things like that, with the uncertainty of not knowing what it was about the pandemic that was going to be a sort of a threat or a complication.
Social media is awash sometimes with lots of rumors and misinformation, so we have to be a little bit careful who we believe and where we get our information from. But especially for those who are clinically vulnerable as well, it's so important that that those vaccinations are done.
Showdown is brewing in Eagle Pass, Texas right now, a huge hub for illegal border crossings. There is a standoff that is underway between the federal government, which wants the razor wire that Texas put in place there to protect its own state. They say it has to go. And Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will not. The Biden administration has now given him a deadline of tomorrow to allow Border Patrol access to the area. It's called Shelby Park, essentially setting up a confrontation potentially between federal agents and the Texas National Guard.
I proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the capital of Texas. I stand against Islam and the false prophet Muhammad. Here we go. Islam will never dominate the United States.